Isaiah chapter 17. The burden of Damascus. Understand, Damascus is taken away from us being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. They will be for flocks, who will lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The fortress will also cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They will be like the honor of the children of Israel, says Yahweh of hosts. And in that day it will come to pass, the honor of Jacob will be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh will grow lean. And it will be as when the harvest man gathers the corn and reaps the ears with his arm. And it will be as he who gathers ears in the valley of Rephaim. Yet gleaning grapes will be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches of it, says Yahweh of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of Israel. At that day will a man look toward his Maker, and his eyes will have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he will not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither will he respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves nor the images. In that day will his strong cities be like a forsaken bough and an uppermost branch, which they left because of the children of Israel. And there will be desolation, because you have forgotten the Elohim of your salvation, and have not been mindful of the rock of your strength. For this reason will you plant pleasant plants, and will set it with strange slips. In the day that you will make your plant to grow, and in the morning shall you make your seed to flourish. The harvest, however, will be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow. Woe to the multitude of many people who will make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations who make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations will rush like the rushing of many waters, but our Elohim will rebuke them, and they will flee far off, and will be chased like the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at eveningtide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them who spoil us, and the lot of them who rob us. End of chapter.